Super Ken, let's go, boy.
Let's get right to it. Here we go. All-Star Weekend in the NBA. OKC, the best overall team at the break, sitting at 43-12. Pacers are second at 40-12, followed by the Heat and the Spurs. Thunder last night beat the Lakers by 4. Now, at the bottom, the Bucks, the worst team right now in the league with only 9 wins and 43 losses. The Knicks, the most disappointing team right now. Of course, they have 32 losses at the break, only 28 losses all season last year. But Fire Woodson may not be the answer because they are playing in the East. So keep in mind, they're sitting 10th right now, only 2.5 games out of that last playoff spot.
Wow.
So hang in there. Let's see what's happening. Now, the parties popped off last night. I won't give anybody a commercial, but everybody's hosting the party. John Wall, CP3, Gabrielle Union, even D-Wade, questionable for the game, but confirmed for his party. So right. We'll see how that's going down. Fabulous, 2 Chainz, Kevin Hart, and others all hosting parties, okay? Now, if you're looking for a real dunk contest, turn to NBA TV.
Yes.
They're showing all the old ones, for real.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, saw that yesterday.
But you don't want to see Tony.
Poor TJ.
Dunk contest pops off tomorrow night with new rules. Of course, it's going to be the East versus the West, and it will also feature a 90-second freestyle session to get it all started.
Horrible.
All-Star Celebrity Game going down tonight along with the Rising Stars Challenge, Skills Challenge, 3-point shootout, dunk contest, like I said, all tomorrow. This year will feature some stars, Paul George, John Wall, you know, Harrison Barnes, a lot of them, even Terrence Ross back to defend. And Leonard, he's going to take part in actually 3 events, so this dude, he's going to be tired all weekend long. 3-point shootout will feature Stephen Curry, Joe Johnson, Kevin Love, Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, a lot of stars in that one. Now, the Raiders open the door for others. Get this. The Bengals cheerleaders now, and since he filed a lawsuit, low wages. Yeah,
wow.
They're saying they were ordered to do more than 300 hours, including practice and mandatory events, but were only paid $90 a game for 10 games.
Wow. Hey, Cowboy cheerleaders, what do they make, Freitas?
Have
about
to
that?
Make more than that.
Not, no.
Not
no,
that
they
much
don't.
More.
Really?
Don't.
But they get endorsements and stuff like that.
Some
they
of
do
them
the calendar
well,
and all
they,
of that.
But still, it goes through the what Cowboys
the,
first.
What if you're the most unattractive cheerleader on the team?
Well, they don't have
maybe
unattractive
she's
ones.
She's December.
One claims she only made $2.85
an hour. Yeah, I believe that.
Now, police chief in Jersey is actually saying Jonathan Martin lied. Remember, Jonathan Martin talked about that dinner in which his team, the Miami Dolphins and Richie Incognito, went on him so hard that he had to leave. Well, the police chief said, yeah, he was there at that dinner, and none of that took place.
Wow. You know, what is it starting to look like to you, Sue?
I don't know, but, I mean, it doesn't seem like Incognito is going to be guilty of anything. I mean, he's even speaking out more than ever.
But that's messed up that he's doing that because, you know, Jim's going to look at it like, you know, why are you kirking out now? He's played his position.
Well, he was told, hey, man, lay low.
He did what he was supposed to do on both sides. He was told to make that boy tougher, and then he was told to lay back and just accept your money.
So we can tell what side you're on.
Well, I don't have a side.
Sounds
like
it.
I hate to be on Ed Reed's side. Get this. He was robbed of $50,000 in the middle of the day. He went inside of a Bank of America, pulled out $50,000 in Houston, then went to another bank, came out, and somebody had smashed the window on his 06
Audi.
Somebody
knew he was going to do that.
Somebody watched him or something.
It was one of his people.
And the money bag was gone. Johnny Football may be getting the money back soon. Portland Business Journal is reporting that Johnny Football met with Nike on Wednesday. Strippers in Atlanta trying to get the money back. 200 former and current strippers are suing for illegal kickbacks, saying they had to pay a house fee per shift, pay the DJ a 10% fee, had to pay 10% for being on stage, had to pay a manager fee, a VIP fee.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Took all their bread, and they're now suing.
All right.